Close the door in a hotel room and check out the sign there. A map of the floor showing your room's location, some outrageous daily rate, and then sometimes something about hotel liability. Something mighty tough to read in so many ways. Here's what it probably says, paraphrasing now. The hotel has a safe. If you don't use it, the hotel isn't liable for much when your valuable is stolen. If you do use it, the hotel still isn't liable for much. That simple rule has been around a very long time. Back when we pulled up to inns not in Mustangs, but on them, or more correctly, on horses. At least that's what a guest was riding in one of the very first innkeeper liability cases, one from 150 years ago in 1852 in Quincy. The guest checked in, and reminiscent of today's valet parking, a hotel worker took the horse back to the hotel stable. During the night the horse died, the guest sued the innkeeper for the loss of his horse. The case eventually reached the Illinois Supreme Court, and there the justices laid out an apparent conflict in innkeeper liability history and public policy, one that hotel operators had every opportunity to steal from their guests and therefore should be liable for most losses. Two, that it's not fair to punish the innkeeper unless he's really, really at fault. The court went with the latter and found the innkeeper not liable. And that's the way the law remains today, pretty much. The small print on the back of the hotel door is called the Innkeeper Protection Act, passed in 1909, but around in a different form long before then. And it does protect the innkeeper. Here's what I mean. Say that you have a jewel-encrusted dinner ring in your suitcase when you check into an Illinois hotel. The hotel has a safe, but you leave the ring in your room anyway and return to find it missing. Too bad. The hotel's liable for no more than $250. But the safe scenario isn't much better. If you put your ring in the safe and it turns up missing, the hotel's liable for no more than $500, and that's even if the hotel was negligent in some way. So play predict the outcome. Company creates fabulous prototype worth thousands of dollars, company claims, brings it to hotel conference room for business meeting. Hotel managers promise to lock conference room, but do not. Prototype is, of course, missing in the morning. It's not a whodunit, but a who's liable. And in the end, the court decides that no matter what, the hotel is limited to pay only a $250 payout for its negligence. So that's what that little sign on the back of the hotel room door says in so many words. And you know the other sign, the one that sometimes hangs near the hotel's bathrobe, suggesting that you buy one if you like it? That's a polite way to let you in on another Illinois law. Take any item of hotel property, face Class A misdemeanor charges. I'm Amy Guida.